This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Three Aurora police officers have been placed on administrative leave. The department is investigating a series of inappropriate photographs taken at a memorial for Elijah McClain. Officials have not released details on the photographs, but a CBS 4 report says the officers in them may have been reenacting the chokehold that police used to subdue McClain, who later died at a hospital last August. The state's attorney general is investigating the circumstances around McClain's death. Shoppers in Boulder will resume paying a 10-cent fee for disposable bags tomorrow. The city's grocery stores stopped charging the fee in March over fears that reusable bags could spread COVID-19. The Daily Camera reports Boulder County Public Health has advised the city that there's now a low risk of coronavirus transmission through reusable bags. The FDA urges shoppers to clean or wash their reusable bags after every use. Colorado is set to receive nearly $42 million from the Department of the Interior. It will go to more than 50 counties that have federal land. The annual funding is meant to help offset lost property tax revenue from federal land that is not taxed. Today is Colorado state primary. Voters have until 7 p.m. to return their ballots by hand to official drop-off boxes. They're choosing a Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate, as well as candidates for the state legislature and in local races. Unaffiliated voters can return either a Republican or Democratic ballot, but not both. The Secretary of State recommends that anyone who votes in person wear a mask at their polling place. This is CPR News.